first book, you know what it's about, especially with
chairman.
In the absence of the chairman, I've assumed a gavel, and we'll get this business over with quickly. Except we don't care about the 21 votes either. House Senate Hess Committee is in session. Before us is the House Financiers for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 58 relating to participation in counseling and treatment required by a court or division. Can you tell us briefly about the bill there?
Sure. For the record, my name is Michael Stark with the Department of Law. Mr. Chairman, this is a bill that was sponsored by several House members. It's not an administration bill. I worked somewhat closely with them on the House side because there were some problems in some of the earlier versions of the bill. Basically, my understanding, and it's indicated also in a position paper, which hopefully you have in your packets prepared by Department of Health and Social Services, that what this bill attempts to do is to put some teeth into sanctions for those few prisoners who refuse to participate in treatment or counseling programs that are made available to them either by the Division of Corrections or through court order when they're placed out on probation. And this does provides for suspended sentences being imposed, for prohibits eligibility for parole and for work furlough for prisoners who do refuse to participate in those kinds of programs. And the administration certainly has no problem with this bill as it's now drafted.
One quick question. The court orders a certain kind of treatment. Why wouldn't it be carried out? That's a good question. How can they just refuse if
it's
a court order? Oh, I say they won't cooperate
if it's a case. Right. If they say, for instance, a sex offense case, they order or recommend sex offender counseling. If the inmate refuses to participate, then it's just a waste of the resources to go forward at that point with it.
And under this bill, there'd be coercion.
I got a question for just the Department of Law. Could you tell me what the person, that's page 2, it's existing statute, I just can't read it and understand it, is violating the condition of his parole or is engaged in criminal practice or has become abandoned to improper associates or vicious life. Now that's kind of
poetic.
I assume that's an old statute carried over from territorial days.
Does this mean that if his probation officer gets irritated, he can put it back in jail?
I doubt if a court would interpret it that way. There has not been a problem in enforcing that particular statute that I'm aware of.
I just hate to read our like that.
I agree.
Yeah, is there any discussion? What is the department's position on that? Yes. Health and Social Services supports the bill. If you were ready, Senator Halperin.
Sure, I move the bill with some deep recommendations.
Motion's been made to move the bill with individual recommendations. Any objection? If there's no objection, we'll move the CS response substitute for House Bill number 58, finance with individual recommendations. Any other business to come before us? Not meetings adjourned. You tell Joe how quickly we handle it.
Hey, you guys do good work.
'Has become abandoned to improper associates.
Some people say that about me and with my staff.
Yeah, Rick, that's a problem with this. That's the reason why a lot of people do not want to block out parole, because the conditions are so tough. That you probably don't want to be around to put you back in.
I'll let you put the data in.
I just don't have a traditional conservative trust of law enforcement.
Senate has committees done for the year.
It's about time. Somebody can, anybody can make a motion when the bill comes back.
Are you going to start to make a new conference?
How much?
Do you know what that woman's name is? I was afraid, you see, I was with my back. Oh.
But I was afraid if I there's just no question about, you know, set up a position, you know, even pity John for it was funny.
I know, so it's gotta be right. What's going to happen with the rest of us, and when are they going to close out the rest of the House budget?
Whatever they,